Rainstorms made for long days in the city. It was summer, and Daria was out of school, so she had to find ways of occupying her time. On a normal day, she'd walk to the park across the street, or visit a friend and go to the ice cream shop on the corner. But today, the rain beat down on the tall brick buildings and turned the cement sidewalks an even darker shade of grey. There would be no going outside in weather like this. So, instead, she took up her favourite seat by the window and watched the heavy droplets patter on the glass. By now, Daria was used to living in a city and having the sights and sounds of the busy streets to keep her company from morning until night. In her parents' third-floor apartment, she would often pull back the gauzy curtains and peer out the large window to the sidewalk below. Even on sunny days, she liked to take a peek every once in a while. She knew all of the regular passers-by. There was the woman who always carried a folded newspaper under her arm as she rushed to work, and the man who walked his white miniature poodle to the park at noon. A little later in the day came the boy with the red hair, who was always laughing with his friends when he passed her street. Every summer day, these people would appear like clockwork. She could mark the passage of time by their footsteps. She enjoyed watching them too. As the weeks went by, she grew a sort of kinship with them. She liked to imagine them going on adventures or visiting magical places together. It was fun to think of herself out of the city, flying high over the walls of a castle on a dragon's back, or rowing a boat across an endless ocean. She thought of these strangers as her friends. She knew the way they walked, how some stepped over puddles or splashed straight through. She knew the little yipping barks of the poodle if it spotted a neighbourhood cat on one of the park benches. She'd seen them all laugh or smile or frown slightly if they were lost in thought. On this particular morning, it was still early, so the woman with the newspaper hadn't arrived yet. Daria had just enough time to fix herself a cup of tea and settle down to watch. She hopped off the seat and walked into the kitchen, where her mother was doing a crossword puzzle. Daria pressed the button on the kettle and heard the hissing sound as it began to heat the water. She reached up into the cupboard above and pulled down her favourite cup. It was made of white china and had little purple flowers that paraded around the edge in a circle. She'd noticed it years ago in the window of a shop, and found it wrapped up for her birthday a few months later. She chose a tea bag, lemon and ginger, and hung the tassel over the rim of the cup. the water wasn't finished boiling yet. So she picked up the tea bag by its little paper label and let it swing back and forth like a pendulum. As it moved through the air, she caught whiffs of the spicy ginger and a sweet, citrusy hint of dried lemon peel. Moments later, the button on the kettle clicked. She placed the tea bag back in the cup and carefully poured the hot water over it. A puff of steam rose from the tea and left a slight dampness on Daria's cheeks. With her drink in hand, Daria left her mother to her puzzle and made her way back to the window seat. She placed the cup gently on the windowsill and picked up a sky blue cushion resting against the wall. She set it on the wooden seat and scooted back onto it.